Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, in the middle of the night, she heard a little boy and a little girl talking and running up and down the stairs. However, there weren't any children in the house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it sure is. And if you have a story and you would like to share it with us, you can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in if you want to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at Real Ghost Stories Online. Harper, what you up
Hi.
To? How's your day? What's going
it's
on?
It's been very, very good. And I just found out that I got a lot of Del Rey tickets.
So just out of the blue, does that have anything to do with one's birthday coming up?
Actually, I have no idea.
So just out of the blue, your dad is like, hey, you want to go see Lana Del Rey?
Actually, it's my mom. Because like, I personally, I listen to Lana Del Rey all the time. She's my all-time favorite singer. And last time I looked up her, like, concert, some stuff, it was just, like, in a festival in, like, San Francisco. And all of a sudden I found out, like, oh, she's coming here. Okay.
And you not only have tickets, but they're in the pit.
Yes, they're pit tickets, and I'm so, so very excited.
So you'll be right up close. You'll never stop dancing all night. You'll get 100,000 great pictures.
I'm so excited.
But I will recommend this. Take some pictures and then put your phone in your pocket and be in the moment. You know, hear all your favorite songs. There's nothing better than that. So if you need Aunt Carol to go with you, you just let me know.
Actually, I actually think I have like my step cousins and a couple other friends of mine going along with my sisters.
So what you're really telling me is you don't need Aunt Carol, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. So you want to hear a ghost story? We're going to start yes. off with a call today. Here you go.
Fun. I am a twin, basically. So me and my sister, we have seen and heard things throughout our entire lives. My sister, she sees ghosts, and then I only have only heard them. So my story is going to be about what I heard. I dated someone a few years back, and he lived in a house in the middle of the woods in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And he didn't tell me, he didn't preface this house with anything. He didn't tell me anything that had gone on. And so the first time that I visited this house, I felt very, very, very scared and very uneasy. And I didn't know why. I've had experiences prior to this experience. So with ghosts, and I just felt it. I felt those chills. I felt like I was scared. Anyways, long story short, we went to bed, and he lived in the basement of the house. And it was about three stories was this house. And then we went to sleep, and in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't know why I woke up. I just woke up. And I started hearing like a little girl and a little boy, and I could hear running up and down the stairs to the basement. I kept hearing this running, and I was immediately paralyzed, frozen in fear. I could not move. I was so scared. I just kept hearing running up and down the stairs. And I was so, so startled by it. Like I said, I couldn't move. I couldn't even wake him up to be like, oh, I'm freaking out right now. But anyway, so then they ran to the window. They kept running from the window to the bottom of the stairs to the opening of where the room was, because our door was open. And they kept running back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and they were laughing. And I could just hear, and it was definitely clearly a little girl and a little boy. And then I just remember all of a sudden I was just washed over with this feeling of being okay, but I was also washed over with this feeling of like, I don't know, it was just so supernatural. It was like I could feel the universe, which it sounds crazy. I'm not a crazy person, but like it was really, really weird. And so I woke up the next morning. I woke up. That's all I can like recall. And I shook him awake, and I was like, I definitely heard a little boy and a little girl last night. I don't know if I'm crazy, but I definitely think this house is haunted. And he literally looks at me and he goes, give me one second. And I was like, what? And he walks upstairs and I could hear everything. Cause it was the kind of house where it was so big, you could hear everything. And he literally goes upstairs and he talks to his mom and he's like, Marissa saw the boy and the girl. And his mom, her response was, oh my God, I see them all the time. And I'm like, are you here? No one told me this. And he's like, yeah, my mom, she sees him all the time. He came back downstairs and he told me this. And he was like, yeah, she sees him all the time. Yeah, my grandma died in this house, so we see her too sometimes. It's all good. I don't think ghosts bother me. Like, he's never seen anything. He's like, they never talked to me, so I just never believed it. But if you saw him, yeah, that makes sense. Long story even shorter, a couple weeks later, he texts me with some pictures. And there was, like, this little crevice in his room that was boarded up, and he never paid attention to it. He just kept his stuff in front of it. But he decided one day that he was going to open it up, and it was, like, this crawl space in his room in the basement, which makes no sense why there was – it was on the floor. It wasn't, like, an attic or anything, and it wasn't a basement. It was this little crawl space attached to his wall that – and he opened it up. And I think it was an accident that he opened it up. He's like moving stuff and then it just opened. And there was all these old paintings, like all these old, old, old paintings and old newspaper articles from like 80 years ago. It was so weird. And he texted me all the pictures and he was like, look at what I found. And yeah, basically it was just a very, very haunted apartment. So yeah, or haunted house, sorry, not apartment. But yeah, that's my story. Thanks so much. Bye.
I love that girl because she's telling a ghost story and she sounds so cheery about it. She's like, and yeah, there's all kinds of creepy things.
And there's newspapers and all paintings in the basement.
I know. I just love her. She just has this great attitude. I love it. But isn't that interesting about this story, where that kind of reminds me of you and I, we were talking in another episode about how you guys went out of town and you walked into the place and got the feeling, and mm-hmm. I'm saying the feeling with air quotes. And so she did the same thing there. She went into that house and immediately picked up on something. And then it was confirmed. The mom's like, oh, you saw the children.
You saw the children.
So if you did live in a house like that, I
wouldn't live in a house like that. That's the thing.
If you did, would you warn people, like, as they're coming in, like, hey, just in case my house is haunted?
I'd put up, like, signs all over the walls, like, warning, ghost may appear.
At any time. You might hear children talking and running around the house.
You also might see a weird clown roaming the halls. His name's Chuckles. He's fine.
Don't worry about him. It's all good. But see, like, that's her boyfriend. And so he's like, well, I don't want to bring her to my house and then scare her right off the bat. Maybe she won't notice anything. So would you be more like that? Like, maybe nothing will happen and everything's fine? Because I guess you could bring some people in who wouldn't pick up on that, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you just are like, I'm not going to say anything. But then this poor girl's laying in bed traumatized, and she even tried to wake him up and he didn't wake up. Any thoughts on that one?
I do wonder, like, how the kids, like, got there and why they're there almost.
And they seem happy, which is the weird thing. Because it wasn't like sounds of children crying and being tormented. It was like kids laughing and a little girl and a little boy, and they're chasing each other.
Yeah, but it's almost something of just like, why are they there?
And does it have anything to do with the newspaper clippings and the old paintings?
And I wonder what's so important about, like, those newspapers specifically.
Yeah, that's a question I had. It makes me wonder, what were the newspaper clippings about?
Yeah, like, I want to see the newspapers.
If you knew what those clippings were about, and maybe who did the paintings, what are those paintings about? Maybe there's some answers to questions in them. Especially if they were hidden away in a safe place. They obviously put them there so nobody would disturb them. And then, I'm going to guess, died and they sat there for years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, here's another story. It says, I grew up in a small farming community. At the time, my parents found a steal on a foreclosed farmhouse with 30 acres of land, a barn, a camp house, a pond, and a brick house. To set the stage for you, this was the early 90s. The house itself needed a lot of work. It was old and outdated as far as the interior. My parents fell in love with the location and the land and the idea that it would be a great fixer-upper. And that's what they did. They ripped up the ugly lime green carpet and exposed original hardwood flooring. Once the remodel was complete, my bedroom was the original master bedroom of the house, and at the end of the hallway, on one end of the house. We had to walk across the entire house to get to the new addition and my parents' room. I had always had an awkward, unexplainable feeling at night, almost a dread of nightfall. I was about 12 years old at the time, and I would wake up in the middle of the night hearing footsteps going back and forth down the hallway. For some reason, I would always look at my clock, and the time would always be between 1 and 3 a.m. They were quick-paced, back and forth and back and forth. The footsteps would continue to the point I would sit up in my bed, fully awake at this time, and yell, Mom, is that you? No response as the steps continued. Baffled and a little scared, I would get up and walk to my bedroom door, still hearing the footsteps going up and down the hallway. Okay, that would freak me out.
That very much would freak me out.
Don't like it. Could you get up?
But I would not be able to get up.
I don't know if I could either. I would be like, please stop, please stop, please stop. Let's see. So footsteps up, going up and down the hallway. I would open the door and there would be sudden silence. I would always get a cold chill as I opened the door into the hallway. I would have goosebumps all up and down my arms and feel my hair standing up as I would step into the hallway to see if it was my mother. It would literally feel like something rushed me, was right on top of me. I would jump and scream and run as fast as I could to the opposite end of the house to find both parents fast asleep in their bed, snoring. This would happen at least 2 to 3 times a week. I would be so scared that I would sleep right next to my parents' bed. It got so frequent, they began locking their bedroom door only to find me sleeping on the floor next to their bedroom door. That makes me really sad for this person.
Yeah.
Like, if your kid keeps running into your bedroom night after night, and then you're like, we are so tired of Harper running in here, we're just gonna lock the door. And then wake up and you're sleeping outside? Oh, that would break my heart. I would be like, I gotta go sleep in her room or something. I would run to my parents' room every time the footsteps would start and have my mother come to my bed, say a prayer, and hold my hand until I could fall back asleep. Okay, I like that better. I was always embarrassed to tell this story to anyone for fear they wouldn't believe me or think I was crazy. But my best friend would spend the night frequently, and she would wake up and hear the footsteps as well. We would sit up in bed and just listen. One of us would always get up to open the door, then silence. Another strange thing is that my entire childhood, from the time we moved into the house until I was 21, I had the same recurring dream of being in different houses. There would always be a room I could not enter because there was a spirit in that room or a ghost. But every dream I had that had a house in it, the house was haunted. Oddly enough, since I haven't been living in the house, the haunted house dreams stopped, as did the fear and dread of nightfall and that creepy cold feeling of someone always watching me and being right behind me when there was no one around. My older brother has bought the house and is raising his family there, and I've promised not to bring up my experiences to his kids. My brother lived in the house for a couple of years before he left for college, and it wasn't until I was alone in the house at the end that the activity began. So he lived there, but once he moved out, then I guess that's when this stuff started happening. I've heard my niece mention hearing things at night, but my brother would always quickly shush her and tell her she was going to scare her little sister. And always shoot me this look, as if saying you better not say anything. I've always been a bit weary of bringing up the subject with the kids who are in high school and college now. I will wrap this up by telling you this is only the beginning to the years of stories I could tell you about. It wasn't until I was about 15 that my mother finally, after years of me hearing the footsteps, told me that the family that owned the house before us, the mother had a massive heart attack and passed away in the hallway. She was dead before the ambulance made it there. I asked her why she didn't tell me this before, and she thought I was too young to know that, and it may scare me or freak me out. As you noticed previously, I mentioned that when I heard footsteps, I would always call for my mother. The footsteps were that of a woman. I will be writing in again soon to tell you even more interesting stories of the farmhouse and my experiences. Thanks so much. I love your show, Rebecca. That's really creepy stuff.
Yeah.
And would you, you know, if your child was young, because it wasn't until she was 15, her mother finally told her, would you tell, now you're a different kid, you're smart and you're very mature for your age.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's true. But I don't know, you know, if a kid's 7, 8, 9 years old, I don't know, would that be too much information or would it scare him even more?
I feel like it would scare me even more.
To say, yeah, the footsteps you're hearing, by the way, a woman died in this house, so it might just be her. That's not going to help you sleep.
That's not. It's really not.
So I also get why the brother's like, don't tell my kids. I don't want them to be scared. But now that they're older, you know, especially college aged, you know, maybe it's okay to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So she would think it would be her mother out there. So it definitely sounded like a woman. I don't know.
It's really creepy.
But I do get why once she moved out that the feeling stopped, because she wasn't living in a haunted place anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the dream thing. I don't know about a recurring dream. The recurring dream could be because you live in a haunted house.
Yeah.
And it's kind of always on your mind when you go to bed. So it could be just that feeling of being trapped, that feeling of being scared is presenting itself in your dreams. So the dream thing, that kind of makes sense to me. Any other thoughts?
I hope that that woman that died in that house has moved on and found some peace, because that truly is a tragic way to die.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.